You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
So, you know, Christmas coming around, and you think about gifts for coworkers, staff, that sort of thing.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Who do you think is the important person on that list? Who are the important people on that list?
Like of staff members?
Yeah.
My boss. Oh, wait, that's you.
Always remember the IT people.
Oh, yes. That is very true, actually.
Always remember the people who keep your computer, your systems working. joining us today, Paul Federwitz. He's the Information Technology Coordinator with Lutheran Bible Translators. And joining us via technology, you're in Accra, is that right, this morning, Paul? Or this afternoon, I guess, for you.
This afternoon, yes, I'm in Accra.
Oh, wow. Thanks for joining us today and taking some time out this afternoon to talk about IT professionals. You have this great series on your blog on IT professionals, particularly in ministry settings and ministry support settings. And one of the topics you bring up in that is adapting to ever-changing technology. How do you do that? I mean, I think about just what we're dealing with here in the studio, and mm-hmm. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 screens in front of me and a million buttons, and it's constantly changing. Every year, new technology. Broadcasting has the second largest trade show in the world mm-hmm. every April. I get to go to it every once in a while and see what's going on. And it's just the technology is constantly changing. I can't imagine what it's like in your profession. How do you adapt to this ever-changing technology?
It can be difficult at times. Sometimes you just feel like, man, it cannot change any faster. and then it does. And you're like, okay, but now we've really hit the peak of how fast it can change, right? And then it gets a little faster. It really comes down to really having a mindset of realizing it's changing and having a mindset of curiosity. If you're trying to play catch up and you're trying to just stay on top of everything and you feel like, well, I'm gonna know everything, you're gonna fail and you're gonna probably end up in an insane asylum, actually. but it's this idea of just a continual curiosity, continually working with ambiguity. You have to be comfortable with ambiguity. I sometimes feel like I pray more about technology than anything else. you really have to have a lot of faith. And some of that faith is, okay, I'm going to do this and it's going to work. And some of that faith is just that I'm going to find out how to make this work. You know, you have this idea and you read something and you're like, okay, I think this will work. And so you have this faith that, yes, we're going to be able to do this. And then you go out and you figure out how to do it. Sometimes I think it's almost putting the cart before the horse, because you have to say, yes, we're going to do it and be confident in it, and then figure out how you're actually going to make that happen.
That's interesting. I had never thought of the faith aspect of emerging technology, of just trusting that either it'll work or you're going to figure out how it works at some point.
In a way, failure is not an option. And in a way, you have to be willing to fail several times every day, because whatever it is that you try is probably going to fail, but it's not an option that you can't completely fail on it. You're going to find the solution. Mm-hmm. And having a mindset of curiosity and excitement about that, it's a bit different, and I don't always think about it that way until I get excited about something not working and people look at me a little weird. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I'm IT. I just learned something new. You know, I know that doesn't work now.
Hooray, it doesn't work.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of fun to be curious about stuff in life, though, because it's the constant learner. You're always just curious about all the new stuff and figuring out ways to problem solve about everything.
it never gets boring.
That is true. What's unique about IT professionals in ministry support settings?
You know, one thing I'd say is there's just too few of us. you know, and I look around. Okay, so I'm the only IT guy for Lutheran Bible Translators internationally. And I work with other organizations and partners, and I go to IT conferences and I talk to other IT people, and just like, there's just too few of us. And so there's definitely that. Budgets budgets are tight. You know, anytime you have a nonprofit and you're looking at every penny, IT is not exactly the cheapest part of work. And when you really want the good stuff, that's the expensive stuff. So budgets can be tight. But I think that's the downside, I'd say, that's unique. I think the upside is we're working with something that's bigger than we are. When I've worked in nonprofit and I've worked in for-profit, and when you're working in a for-profit and you run into these frustrations, which you're going to run into when things fail, when you're working in for-profit, the purpose of that is to put money in your boss's pocket, or maybe to put money in your own pocket. But when you're working in a mission organization, when you're working in a ministry, your purpose is so that people can engage with the gospel. And that helps you to get through things that otherwise you probably wouldn't. There are these, I guess, added frustrations, but there's that bigger thing that's happening too, that you get to be part of. And sometimes I actually feel sorry for my counterparts that are not in ministry, in not having that opportunity as well.
Technology being a first article gift. We've talked about aligning IT professionals with the mission and work of the organization. Let's flip that around now, as you've done in one of your blog posts, and take a look at the unique perspective that IT professionals can bring to the table in mission work, in ministries or ministry support settings. What's unique about what IT professionals can bring to the table to conversations and decision making in missions and ministry support settings?
So I think that one thing, and this is IT, I think, in any organization, that people don't always realize is that IT has probably the best view across the entire organization. When you think of the different departments in organization, you have a manager who's kind of overlooking an area, and they might have a fairly good view of what's happening in their area, and the next manager has a pretty good view of what's happening in their area. But IT works across every department. We're supporting the mailroom to the CEO. And so we have a really good idea of what's happening, what's struggling, what's not working. Sometimes tech. Sometimes mm-hmm. we know about the interrelational problems that other people may not know about. Mm-hmm. We know this department isn't getting that report because these two people don't talk to each other. And that's not mm-hmm. really a technical issue. But because we work with everybody, we're aware of those problems. We're also aware of the solutions. Obviously tech solutions. We're looking at the technology that's available right now, and so we're aware of things that might fix things. There might be a technology solution that actually might improve relationships. It's not always the solution, but sometimes there is something there that can help out. We also get to see the future. I know it sounds a little strange, but we're not only looking at the technology that's happening today. We're not only looking at what's available for purchase right now. We're looking at, what's been announced. What are the researchers working on? And there's been times that I've looked at things and said, you know what? We need to just wait a year because there's something coming out that's actually going to take us a lot further down this road. Or sometimes we might say, look, this thing is coming, and we should move to that now because it's going to be big in the future, and there's a bit of faith in that. But let's make that jump to that now. So we have that view across a lot of different things that many other people in the organization don't have. Now, they have a view of a lot of the business aspect that we may not have. And so having those conversations and thinking things through and going back and forth on that, that's where you really get the good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about knowing solutions to problems and having that knowledge of knowing maybe what's available now or what's coming down the road. And that ties back into what you were talking about with constant learning and curiosity and being aware of what's happening. Is there a process that you use when you're looking at new technology or to gain that understanding of a way you go about just being aware of all those things?
So a lot of it, okay, so your last word is aware, or aware of those things. So anyway, close to the last word was aware. A lot of it is just being aware and knowing that this thing out there exists. And sometimes what happens is you're aware of a technology, and then something comes up in a meeting, and you're like, ooh, that thing that I heard about, I bet that could solve this. And so you go and you research it. Other times, you're aware of a business issue, and you see a bit of technology, and you're like, oh, this might actually solve that. So actually, I guess it was about a year ago. I was looking at Android and how we could be using it more in ministry and things like that. And I'm reading one day about this new projector. And it's a projector that's about the size of a soda can. It has a battery in it, and it runs Android on the projector.
Wow.
And I'm like, cool. Whoa, that's really cool, because we're doing these scripture apps. And one of the issues that we have is scripture apps are great. People can take it with them. But it's very much, when you're working with an app on your phone, it's a very personal thing, a one-person thing. Mm-hmm. And we're working with people groups that are very much relationship-oriented. You should have a group of people getting together and doing this. And when you think of a projector that has Android running on it, you could actually have a scripture app playing on a wall, and you could have a group of people looking at it. And so I mentioned that to some other colleagues. Somebody bought it. I was impressed with it because I got to play with it. I bought it. I've shown it to other tech people. Is it where we should be right now? Not necessarily, but I think it's where we're going to be in 2 years. And so we get to start playing with that now and saying, okay, this is a cool thing that is going to solve problems for us when it becomes much more commonplace, and we're ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Paul Federwitz, Information Technology Coordinator, Lutheran Bible Translators. We'll provide a link to the blog as well. Paul, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour and helping us look at technology from another perspective.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up tomorrow, take a look at a new commentary from Professor Gibbs. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.